Because it's very significant. As you can see, the last one was in 2010, and it is important that we have social dialogue.
But concern has always been that you are always talking the government, labor, and business, but at the end of the day, there was no implementation of what you'd have agreed on. Is there going to be a difference this time around?
Yes, it's different, because if you, I don't know how much you know about what has been going on. We are going to litigate. I've taken principles of the tripartite negotiating forum cabinet, which were approved by cabinet, and now we've directed the Office of the Attorney General to come up with the legislation, the draft legislation. And once we have the bill, if it goes to parliament, it becomes law and is legally binding. What we had in the past was just a gentleman's agreement. People would sit around, agree, but there was no legal binding. So in this case, because we are going to legislate, it means it will be something binding to all parties. You don't come, discuss, agree, then come, they can change your mind.
We also understand, Honorable, that the government is considering introducing the National Health Insurance Scheme. Why are you planning to introduce this at this moment? How is it going to benefit the workers?
At the end of the day, government is responsible for social protection of all the citizens of the country. Yes, we do have private medical insurance companies, but they benefit just the few who are employed formally, who constitute, as far as medical aid is concerned, less than 10% of the population. What we are saying, as a responsible government, we have to have social protection for majority of our people.